Okay, well, hello everybody. Here we are in probably month seven, I believe, of our TDC Connected meeting. It's been going very well. We've had, I think, the minimum amount of franchise owners we've had participate was still over 50% of you guys. So I applaud you guys all for participating and listening and joining in when you feel like you have some comments that may benefit the group. This conference or meeting is going to focus on both fax advertising, but more importantly, email marketing and email advertising for you guys to, you know, try and develop another, as Steve always says, pillar of marketing to help out. Obviously, both of these marketing campaigns are underutilized. I know Steve always says probably the most underutilized piece of equipment is the telephone, and many of you have agreed with that. But there are some other avenues of marketing that we really haven't tapped into, both emailing and faxing. I think everybody has reservations with both of those. Many of us who've been in business, and I think although I'm 41, I'm near the youngest probably person on this line right now, maybe save John Sisko. But typically, fax advertising was something that we are all familiar with back 10, 12 years ago, really before emailing became so popular. And it used to just gum up people's fax machines, and then the recipient also was responsible for paying for the ink and the paper. So there were some regulations that kind of came through and eliminated a lot of that fax advertising. So you can't just blindly fax to a doctor's office. However, in that legislation, we found, I think it was George McKelvey who did some of the research for us on this, that as long as a dentist's office provides a fax number on either a business card, a piece of marketing material that they send out, or their marketing website, you can utilize that number and you can send advertising faxes to that fax number. Typically, most dentists will list their fax number, so you can utilize that. One of the great things about faxes is nobody does it anymore. I know that me personally, I get two faxes here at the office, and I like them both. I get a fax from a travel company that always has some deal of the month on some trip to Hawaii or the Caribbean or probably Europe as well, although I haven't taken advantage of any of them. I get about one a month here at the Dentist Choice. I love them. They're simple, they're easy to read, and they kind of put you in a good mood. Although I may never go to some of those places, I do enjoy that one fax. And then I get another fax that I actually use on a regular basis, and that is from MSC. They are a material supply company for manufacturing goods. Obviously, we have collet sets that we provide to the new owners in their initial kits, presses, different tools, and then also some miscellaneous tools that we use here. So we're probably placing an order with MSC, I would say once a month, sometimes twice a month. And typically, I will get two to four faxes per month from MSC. And I even told one of the reps that was in here one time how much I liked it because they're very simple. It's always some coupon for 20% off or free shipping if you spend $200 or more, or sometimes even more savings than that. So I will actually hold off on my MSC order until I get that fax. So I really take advantage of it once a month for sure. And I even asked their rep to do whatever you do not stop your fax campaign, marketing campaign, because I utilize it. Now, I'm not saying all your dentists or doctors can't wait to get a fax from you, but I think it's definitely a marketing tool that's underutilized by probably all of us. I'm going to cite a little bit later on one franchise owner who did do a small fax advertising campaign, and he had some success with it. What you're probably more interested in hearing about and might be easier to do and to accomplish would be an email marketing campaign. I spoke with Irwin recently regarding a recent email marketing campaign that he had done, and he had some positive results from it and has received some customers from it as well. One of the great things now about the email marketing campaigns that you can do is that they will actually not only create the templates for your marketing campaign, but they also have fantastic tracking results for your marketing campaign. And to just blindly send out a postcard, to blindly send out a fax, the only time you know you've got a response or you've got a hit is if they call you back regarding some call to action that you've put in there. In other words, call me and mention this fax or email or call me and mention this postcard for a certain percentage off. The great thing about some of the marketing campaigns, the email marketing campaigns that you can utilize through, for instance, Constant Contact, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit and get some help from Erwin on, is that you can track the number of times that your email was opened, the number of times it was maybe put into spam, the number of times it was clicked on, the number of times it was forwarded to another person, and, of course, the number of times it was opened. The great thing about that is now you know which doctors opened up and read your email campaign. So I'd like to talk a little bit, first start off with the Constant Contact. Erwin, go ahead and unmute yourself if you would, because I'm going to ask you a couple of questions regarding your recent email marketing campaign.
Okay.
Erwin, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Erwin, talk just a little bit about the email marketing campaign you started and the success that you had with it, if you would.
Certainly. What David had said earlier on about when you visit a doctor, when I visited doctors, I always took their cards, and their cards always had a fax number, but they also sometimes had either a email number or their web address, and if you can get their web address, you don't get their email number, you can go into their web address and display that. And if you look around, you it sometimes says somewhere it may say the doctor's email address. Sometimes they don't even give that, and they give you a little space on the side there that says, use this to email us. And that's a little bit more difficult to get their email address then. Anyway, that I collected that during all the time. And what I did was I joined on to Constant Contact, and I used their templates. You get used to using their templates, modifying it. You can add your own picture in there. I put my picture in there. I put the Dentist Choices logo on top, and then the first one that I did was Doctor, It's Time, and I had a little alarm clock there for your handpieces to get repaired or to
now,
go through the maintenance.
So how long would you say, Erwin, and I did it myself, but I'm going to ask you, how long did it take you to set up your account with Constant Contact?
To actually set up your account with Constant Contact is not difficult. That's you sign in, and they will also give you maybe 3 or 4 weeks or a month of
free
trial.
So, but 5 minutes probably, right, to set up?
Yeah,
your
it didn't take long.
Account.
Didn't take no.
So it was 5 minutes of setup, and then they give you to start your marketing campaign. They really help you out by having. I'm guessing they probably have hundreds of templates that they make available to you to use as your email marketing campaign. Correct?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Okay.
You can start either with their templates, which are categorized. They're various categories of these, for conferences and for thank yous or for this, that, and the other. They have a number of those, and they're
okay.
Multiple within them.
So, in other words, you can change your marketing campaign at any time,
mm-hmm.
and you can really focus on maybe you want to do a holiday coupon or a holiday email. They have a bunch of holiday special templates. If you want to do something like a coupon-based email, they have coupon-based templates that they allow you to edit, correct?
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
You just simply enter in the text. So the template's already built. You just enter your text in, which may be, I mean, you should think it out. It might take you a half an hour to really kind of think out what you want to say, decide what coupon you want to offer. I noticed in the email marketing campaign, Erwin, that you sent to me, the first one that you sent out, at the bottom was a coupon for 15% off the Doc's handpiece repair.
Yes.
And it was very simple, very easy to figure out, you know, what the offer was, what the call to action is. We always say you need to have a call to action on any marketing piece that you send out, and sure enough, here it is, as plain as day, the call to action is for them to save time and money on their handpiece repair by taking advantage of that 15% off repair coupon. Now, let's just talk about that first email that you sent out, the first marketing campaign, Erwin.
Yes.
What kind of success did you have with it?
From that one, I sent out about 300 emails. I had 300 email numbers to doctors, and I got about four responses.
Okay.
And two of those responses I've got repeat business.
So you got out of that one simple email campaign, you sent out a little less than 300, judging by the stats you sent me, a little less than 300 email addresses.
Yeah.
You had almost 50 people actually open the email.
Mm-hmm.
You had four doctors make contact. Two of those doctors have given you work not once, but actually multiple times.
Yes. Yes.
Well worth it. And what did that email campaign cost?
Well, to use Constant Contact, you have to pay a monthly fee of about, I think it's about like $10 or $15 a month. So if you do that on a monthly basis, and you can get one or two or three customers from that, then new customers, or even reminders for repeat work. I think it's well worth that $15, but you have to do it every month.
So it's $15 per month, but you could probably cancel at any time if you feel you're not getting the response that you'd like.
That's true.
But in most cases, especially in your case, you got on one email, you got two customers for sure. They've given you work multiple times, and you had another two doctors call you and talk to you about your different services. Correct?
Yeah. The one doctor gave me $1,600 worth of work.
$1,600 from one doctor?
Yes. On one first call.
That's amazing. That's
It was amazing. I mean, I walked in there and he just handed me this whole bunch. He says, sit down in the operatory, go through them and tell me what's wrong with them and what you think it's going to be and how much it's going to cost, and then take them and then give me an estimate. And I did. And
I think one of the stats that you gave me, and I have written down here in front of me, Erwin, that I was most impressed with was, your first email campaign, you told me that you had 245, and these are stats you took directly from the information that they give you. And if I hadn't mentioned it to all of you guys, once you send out this email campaign like Erwin did through Constant Contact, they come back and they email you the stats on the responses to your email. For instance, one of Erwin's campaigns, he sent out 245 emails. It let him know there were zero bounces. In other words, all 245 of those email addresses were correct email addresses. Six of the 245 opted out, in other words, saying they didn't want to get an email from him. But 46 people actually opened it, and only three out of 245 reported it as spam. So that means out of 242 people are basically open to getting more emails from him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing, right?
That is. And it's interesting that you can click on those that are spam, that said that you're spam, you can click on those, on that number, and you can get a list of those people who did it, and you can click on the number of those who actually clicked and opened it. You can get a list of those.
So
those
the people, the 46 people that actually opened and read your email, Erwin, you can click on that, find out who those 46 people are, and then you can actually follow up with those 46 people.
That's correct.
With either an in-office marketing campaign,
mm-hmm.
or a phone call, or some other follow-up.
Yeah, just
right?
a follow-up, or you can go and go and visit them, you know.
That's the beautiful part about this whole using something like Constant Contact is
mm-hmm.
you're able to know who's really pretty open to hearing from you.
Yes.
I mean, information is key in that regard, in that, you know, you can follow up with those people specifically with
mm-hmm.
even a separate marketing campaign if you wanted, rather than a general marketing campaign, which is kind of what you sent out originally.
Mm-hmm.
So, David?
Yes.
It's Alex. I actually turned in a little bit, a little bit late, but I'm sorry about that. But I have a question. I did not hear that part. The email addresses came from where?
Right. Erwin initially got email addresses from either their business cards, their website, and what was the other way that you acquired email addresses, Erwin?
The other way I did was I went through the Yellow Pages, and it's another way to do it. And the other way is to, there's a, you can go into this in I think in Yahoo, it's called Who Yahoo or Yahoo Who, and you can go in there and say, I want all the dentists in this area, and it'll give you the whole list of dentists and
many
most
of those
of the time,
folks have their email listed.
And it sometimes has their email listed. So I took that, and that's a little bit more difficult. If you can do that by hand, but what I did was I copied and pasted it, and then I started manipulating it in Excel so that I can get all the information on one line, and then I took that and I imported that into Act.
And then once it's in
Act, you can it stores it in the right places. You can display it on Act. You can use that as an email straight from Act to actually email them if you take Act's if you sign on to Act's email service. Otherwise, if I need to email, I'll copy and paste it into my normal email and on TDC email that I have. But I used all that. And then also the other thing that I do is when I go out, I have to have a list of what I'm going to do and who I'm going to see. And on that list that I produce, I put in their email address. And if I don't see that email address there, then I ask them for it, or if there is an email address there, I'll say, is this still your email address?
So it sounds like there's multiple ways of getting those email
yeah.
addresses from the docs,
yeah.
whether it's their business card, whether you just ask them directly, or whether you had to do a little bit of research online for certain
yeah.
areas, certain dentist offices, and then extract it from there.
That's right.
And then you simply can put it, Alex, I talked to Erwin about this earlier. He goes through his Act where he keeps his contact information, and he actually enters that into his customer contact info.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you do to actually begin your Constant Contact email campaign is simply transfer that into an Excel file and then send it to Constant Contact. So they have a couple of ways you can do it. You can either sit there and actually enter them all manually, or you can simply send them an Excel file, Alex, which is probably the easiest way to go. But as far as getting the email addresses, that's probably the hardest part of this whole campaign is just getting that contact info.
Yeah.
In essence,
okay.
it's more of a time
thank you.
It doesn't sound that hard.
Hey, David, I didn't know if anybody else asked that. That's why. So.
Uh-huh. Hey,
David.
Nobody had asked that.
There you go.
David?
Yes.
Gary on the phone here. You know what? One of the best things for email addresses that I have found is I know that every state has them, but Chicago has what they call the Chicago Dental Show. They put out a catalog of all the members. And in that catalog, they not every member has it listed, but a lot of email addresses come up in there. And where I got mine from was it's actually a year old copy because every member gets a new one every year.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it was a wealth of telephone numbers and, you know, email addresses and all that stuff in it. It's really good and handy to have.
Just getting the dentist contact information from the Chicago Dental Show, they handed that out?
Yeah, well, you see, when you're a member of like the Dental Society, the Chicago Dental Society or Association or whatever they call it, they print a member listing book.
And how were you able to acquire that? I'm sorry, how were you able to acquire that book?
I went to one of my good customers who was a member, and I asked him, you know, he showed it to me, and I asked him to save me that copy for when his new one came. He gave me his old one.
Okay.
So I mean, basically, you just if you got a good customer that you know is in the dental society for whatever state you're in, you know, you'll see it. I mean, and this book is broken down like into every town and everything. So like, I can open it up and go to, say, Highland Park, Illinois, and get every dentist that's a member, and in that, you know, list of every dentist that's a member in Highland Park, Illinois, I would say 50%, if not more, will have their email address in there.
Well, that makes your email hunt much, much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what I was doing in the beginning was every time I would go, you know, pick up a business card from a visit, I'd be putting that in the act, and if I didn't have that email address from that call, you know, like say I just grabbed a card off the counter, nobody would talk to you. You open up that book, you find the dentist's name, you get his email address.
I did that when I wanted to approach all the vets, the veterinary surgeons that did dental work, and I got in a townhouse, maybe two doors away, in the complex. It was a vet, and he gave me an old list, and I eventually got the newest list, but that's how I got that. And then I sat and I just had to type it all in. The societies will actually sell you that. So if you don't want to do all the typing, you can actually, I think, call the societies and say, you know, I'll give you, you know, they maybe want $100 or $200 for that list. It might be worth it. I don't know.
It may be, depending on how many you're emailing to. Now, if you've got a contact system where you've already got email addresses in there for, you know, a good portion of your docs, I think that would be the thing to do, is to simply import your act or your contact information into that Excel file and send it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other questions regarding the email marketing campaign, guys?
Just one additional thing.
Yeah.
You're going to go on to faxing. ACT has got a feature that will allow you to do merged faxing to a list, to multiple recipients.
Right.
But
so through ACT, you can actually create and send a fax advertising campaign.
Yes.
The question I would have for you on that, Erwin, is do you create the fax and then turn it into a PDF file, or is it just a text fax that goes through?
No, you can
because you're going to want probably just an image of your logo, nice text, you know, marketing your whatever service or coupon that you're going to promote,
and with the heading page and everything. But you have to you have to upgrade, unfortunately, to 2012, Uh-huh. And then you have to purchase a management system, which is about $60. And then there's another a little bit of software that you may have to have to connect to your, if you have an internal or you use an external fax modem.
And that's what I like about SimplyCast, which is another online marketing campaign company, and that is because they offer all of those services that you just talked about, plus more, and it's like $11 or $12 for a fax marketing campaign.
There's no software that
you need to buy, and you can actually create. They have a wonderful array of marketing templates available through their website there as well that you can simply customize and then send out. So there again, I think using something like that would be cheaper and probably come out much nicer than you'd think.
Yeah. What was that company name?
It's called SimplyCast.com. SimplyCast.com. I've already added guys to the TDC Connected website. The next time you log on there, go ahead and click on the resources page for the TDC Connected website. I've got links to Constant Contact and also links to SimplyCast.com. Both of those companies offer email and fax marketing campaigns. They do it really, really cheaply. In fact, usually they offer you the first one or two campaigns for free so that you can try out the service, see what kind of response you get, and literally it's no cost to you for the first campaign that you create and send out. Erwin was saying, he received two customers from one email campaign that cost him $15, and one of those customers has already given him $1,600 worth of business. I don't know what the other customer has given him so far, and he had two other doctors call him regarding his services. He may at some point get those guys as customers too.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just an easy, good way to make a fairly professional marketing campaign with little or no web, design experience. Wouldn't you say, Earl?
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
David, this is Jay. I got a quick question.
Yeah, Jay.
When you set up your initial campaigns,
yep.
Not knowing your franchise territory, did you target your quote in town base of dentists, or did you use your out of town base of dentists?
You can use whatever.
Go ahead, Erwin. I know that question was for you. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can use anything. You can load multiple lists. I think you can load up in Constant Contact at the $15 mark. You can load up to five different lists, and then you can say, well, for this list, I would like to do that campaign. For this list, I like to do that campaign.
So you could actually have a list of contacts which are, as Jay just said, in town, and
yes.
You can have a list of contacts which are out of town. I know I received another question offline from a franchise owner whose biggest drawback on this was that he didn't want to offer all these coupons and discounts to his current customer base because he knows they'd utilize them and he'd basically be costing himself 15% to 20%. Of every current customer that used this promotion. And my comment to him was that you can actually modify your lists to have current customers to where maybe you want to offer a holiday discount of whatever percent or whatever promotion you want to offer to your current customers. And you can create a completely different contact list that gets emails from you that are non-customers that are in your area. So you can actually develop multiple email marketing campaigns dependent upon which target audience you're trying to reach, Jay.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate the input. I'm gonna mute now. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for the question, Jay. And I know we've spent this so far pretty much the entire time regarding the email marketing campaign. I don't know if Dale Giddings is with us right now, but Dale, created a fax marketing campaign several years ago. He was a franchise owner who owned the Las Vegas territory, and he tried it out there. And he said the thing he liked about the fax marketing campaign was it was cheap, obviously. It was just the cost of a phone call, 2 cents or whatever that might be, or probably free, knowing all the plans that you guys have. And it was easy. He created one little marketing sheet, put in all the numbers he wanted it sent to, and then fed the sheet through his fax machine, and voila, that was it. So he spent literally, 20 to 30 minutes creating the fax flyer and just a few minutes in, programming the numbers into his fax machine. So in the course of an hour, he was able to market to several hundred dentist offices. Out of that, he said on the low side, he thinks he remembers getting about 3 customers, maybe up to 5 customers out of his fax campaign. So if you can spend an hour and almost no money to get 5 customers, I just don't know who wouldn't want to do that. So I really stress that all of you at least consider doing something like that as well, because of the cost and the time being, so little compared to the possible positive results that you'll get from it. I wish Dale was with us. He could probably talk a little bit more eloquently about it. I know he was going to have a tough time making it today, but I did talk to him the other day and again this morning regarding it, and he thinks it's well worth it. It's definitely well worth your time, and in fact, he told me he's been trying to, get around to creating another one to send in his local area. So they're both, extra marketing pillars that Steve always stresses that you guys, take advantage of. And in Irwin's case, he got 2 customers off of 1 email at $1,600+, and, into the future, whatever those customers bring him, not to mention if they refer friends to him as well. Right, Irwin?
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, it just couldn't be more worth it. So I really ask all of you to just click on those links if you like. Like I said, I added them to the TDC Connected website, the resources page. There's a constant contact link and also a simplycast.com link. And both of them really guide you through a step-by-step, easy-to-create marketing campaign. If you have any questions about it, please ask me, because I got on there and tooled around after talking to Irwin the other day just to see really how easy it is to create these emails and marketing campaigns and how professional they really look because of the pre-built templates that they provide for you.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope that was informative for you guys. Does anybody have any more questions regarding those two marketing ideas? If not, we could either do 2 things. We could either wrap up, or we could open the floor to any other comments or other things that you guys would like to talk about. I'll leave that up to you guys. Anyone?
Hey, David. This is Tony.
Yeah. Sure, Tony.
I got a quick question. I know QuickBooks offers like web accounts that you can set up. Would they maybe offer some kind of email or fax service?
I don't know that they do. I know QuickBooks is not like a contact. I don't believe it's a customer contact software type of program, like Act.
Yeah, I wouldn't for sure.
You can email through
through QuickBooks.
Through QuickBooks, but I think you have to have the email account set up for that. I think, yeah.
Because I know I've used email to send receipts to or invoices to a customer before.
Sure.
And I didn't know if maybe they, because they provide web service that you can set up, and I didn't know if maybe I haven't looked into it or thought about, about email or fax, if that's something they provide as well.
Well, that's a great question, Tony. I know that QuickBooks is like to charge you for most of the things that they do for you, but that might be something that's actually involved in their basic programming.
Yeah.
Rather than an extra that you have to purchase. So I'll get with Nona, and in the email I send out to you guys regarding this TDC Connected meeting and the sound file, I'll send out some information on that based off what I learned from Nona.
Because I know I email, like I said, invoices to a customer, and I've never seen a charge or anything come across for me using that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of curious. But, all right, that's all I needed.
Yeah, I think somewhere they was. I remember seeing something like that. Okay.
Well,
anyway.
We'll definitely check into that, guys. And it doesn't sound like anybody's chimed in saying that they've actually done some sort of a marketing campaign through their QuickBooks software. Like Erwin was saying earlier, it seems like a couple of things he's tried to do through QuickBooks, they wanted to charge you an extra fee, whether it's setup fee or just, you know, basic fee for that extra service. So we'll look into that. But they're real fee heavy at QuickBooks, we've noticed in the past, that's for sure.
Yes. If you go into the create invoice screen on QuickBooks, you'll see at the top there, there's previous, next, print, and then send. And if you click the send down arrow, you'll see email invoice, mail invoice, or send batch.
Excellent.
So you can email from there.
Well, what I'm going to do for you guys is actually create a Constant Contact marketing email just to you guys. I'm going to create a pretty simple and basic marketing ad, and I'm going to email it to all of you, and you'll see what your doctor would receive or could receive from you on handpiece repair, any specials that you may want to offer, a brief description of your company. It's basically keep it simple, stupid, kind of an advertising campaign. You don't want to just flood them with information. You want to give them a few quick tidbits on the services you provide and the quality of service that you provide and some sort of call to action or coupon for future repair. So I will actually see, so you'll all get an email from me today, which will be a marketing email sent through my account with Constant Contact.
I'd just like to point out one thing about email campaigns, if I may.
Absolutely.
In the beginning, I tried to do emails, send an email. I created, you know, with the same pictures and everything. I started to send this out through
your own email?
Actually my own email, you know,
uh-huh.
The TDC one and my personal one on Yahoo.
Okay.
And you find that when they get to the other side, they will get there without the pictures in the right place. So, in other words, they'll tag the pictures on at the bottom or any graphics that you have in there, they'll get tagged on at the bottom. Whereas Constant Contact, the email will arrive, but then a little thing will come up there on the top, will say, you know, show them images, and then when they click that, your images will come out. I think there's only one site that allows it to come through regardless, and that's this GoDaddy that we have. They don't particularly have a concern about, hidden spamware or whatever that is, and middleware,
right,
or viruses that coming through. So, and Constant Contact seems to have an agreement with all these other places that their stuff will come through and
be virus free or
be virus
basically.
Free and everything like that. Yes. So just be careful about that.
No, that's important. That's very important.
That's important.
I'm glad you added that, Erwin. Okay, guys. Well, look for that email from me, and like I said, go onto the TDC Connected site if you'd like, to the resources section, and click on those links I provided. If you'd like to inquire further or get, you know, some more information.
Hey, David, Gary.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you on the TDC Connected under resources to put the email that Erwin's using and anything else that you know of, so we can see it?
Absolutely, it is, Gary. I can add that with Erwin's permission. I can add that to the
Please. And if anybody sees anything there that they think that I should or shouldn't do, I'd love that feedback.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'd love that feedback.
David, this is Jay. One more question.
Yeah, Jay.
And then, on the cost of ComEd, and it's roughly $15 a month, and Irwin mentioned you could have 5 lists that you can do a campaign with. For the $15 a month, are you limited to 1 email campaign per month, or is it 1 per week or 1 per day? What's the frequency for your $15?
I don't think there was a limit to the number of emails. I think there was only a limit to the number
of contacts.
Right.
So you could have a list of 10 contacts, and you could send the same 10 every day if you chose to?
Yes. But then
Okay.
Be careful about
Not
that.
You
because,
want to do that, but...
Yeah.
But once you go over a certain email address count is where they charge you more, Jay.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm with you. All right. Well, not that I was advocating doing it every day, but I just was curious if it's once a month or maybe twice a month scenario. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Jay. Well, I'd like to first and foremost thank Irwin for helping host the TDC Connected meeting today. You had some really good information, Irwin, and I got to believe at least a few of the folks that attended the meeting are going to attempt the same email campaign. So thank
and
you very much, Irwin.
And they can contact me or call me at any time.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.